Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart, along with Rachel Martin. And here's the thing about this show. We are democratic about the news. Yes, our big story was about the unrest in Serbia. And yes, we are starting the ramble with the latest on J-Lo. Jennifer Lopez gave birth to twins early Friday, one boy and one fly girl. The world had been expecting this after they were quite secretive, quite quiet about the pregnancy.
Until she got as big as a house.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to keep that one under wraps, considering she was carrying one of each. And then there was also the fact that her dad, he spilled the beans on Spanish television, even though she and her husband really had never talked about it publicly.
Oops.
This has splashed all over People magazine's website this morning, which leads me to think there will be some exclusive photos following up at some point. People magazine has this quote: Jennifer and Mark are delighted, thrilled, and over the moon. There have been a lot of speculation. This poor woman, every time she entered a baby store in New York City, one of the tabloids was there to take a picture and then quickly interview the counter people to find out what she bought. And apparently it's her mom who sort of tipped the hat. She picked up two ID bracelets from a New York jeweler with the names Max and Emmy on it.
Really?
Yes, which is kind of interesting. Can I tell you my 2 degrees of separation with Jennifer
Lopez,
which
totally
is kind of wigging me out this morning? Is this too much information?
No, tell me. It's never too much information.
My ex now dates her sister.
Really?
Which kind of freaks me out that my ex is now the sort of uncle to J-Lo's twins.
That is bizarre.
It's a little weird. Moving on.
Okay.
Too much information.
Well, J-Lo is not the only one having multiples. This story, we're taking a turn here. We're going to Argentina. A 16-year-old girl in Argentina has given birth to her second set of triplets. That's right, second set of triplets. If you do your math correctly, that means she has 6 babies and she is 16 years old. The whole thing has prompted a whole lot of hoo-ha in her hometown. Everyone talking about the girl's alleged promiscuity. And actually, correction, she now has 7 children. She had a son, not born in a multiple situation, when she was just 14. And all of these, the 2 sets of triplets, were born prematurely and were not the result of any fertility treatment. And the girl's mother, bless her heart, says now they're trying to seek government assistance because they just can't afford to support all those babies. The mother turned 17 on Monday.
Somebody helps the family. This Sunday, the big Oscar show. Actually, somebody asked me, they said, oh, the Oscars are this Sunday because of the writer's strike. They've really not had the kind of hoopla and pomp and circumstance that's usually around the Academy Awards. And this means they might be a little different in another way. Jon Stewart is taking the stage as the host. He's done it once before. And because there's been a writer's strike, he really didn't have time to prepare.
And he wasn't allowed, right?
Yeah, he and his writers have just gotten together this past Monday to start preparing. So there won't be any more of those sort of elaborate tape pieces at the front, which actually might be a good thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be live. Apparently he and his team are working all day and all night.
Wow.
But he did take an hour to stop by and visit his buddy Larry King to talk about
it's
the Oscars.
Super Bowl. It's exciting.
And a lot of pressure?
Well, not until you brought it up, actually. No.
Well, think about it, John.
Well, no, I am now.
Around the world.
I was actually fine until I came over here. You know, we were working on it, and then
millions
I saw you.
Around the world.
The look of concern on your face, it says to me either, you know, the Oscars could be trouble or I have pleurisy.
Good luck, John.
Good luck, John.
That you're going to be just fine. So, Middle East tensions have reached the Monopoly board. That's right. For a new generation of the game called Monopoly Here and Now, the World Edition, Hasbro, the game makers, had asked people to vote for which city should make up spaces on the board. You know, Paris, France, Cairo, Egypt, Jerusalem, Israel. These were among the nominees. Okay, did you hear that last one? Jerusalem, Israel? Could stir up some controversy. An employee responding to complaints from pro-Palestinian groups that claim Jerusalem is not part of Israel then dropped the word Israel from the website, leaving Jerusalem as the only city listed without a country. Then after receiving more complaints, including one from the Israeli government, all country names were dropped. Now Hasbro has issued an apology saying the employee who pulled the word Israel acted without consulting senior management. And a spokesman for the company said, "This is a game. We never wanted to enter into any political debate and we apologize to our Monopoly fans."
you just, that's a touchy subject.
I was about to say, I don't know, good luck with that, yeah, that trying to subject. Not enter politics and talk about that. We have a soundtrack for our next Ramble story. This is music composed entirely of sound from Windows 98 and XP. Hit it. I'll go with the groove.
Yeah, I'm in it.
This story is about how computers still can't handle apostrophes. As many people named O'Connor know, computers don't always recognize quotation marks or apostrophes. Many sites for booking flights or renting cars are closed to people who have an apostrophe in their name. Now, it's not only a problem for the Irish. French and Italian names use a lot of apostrophes as well. Arab names with hyphens in them. Dutch names with van apparently also confuse computer programs. The marks and spaces are often read as computer code, then they corrupt the system. It's not just booking travel that's a problem. Thousands of voters with names with apostrophes, hyphens, and spaces were not counted in the 2004 Michigan caucus. The system was improved this year, according to the Michigan Democratic primary. A software developer says the problem is just the result of short-sighted programming. Some people, they drop the apostrophes and spaces and hyphens just to make life a little bit easier.
And are you listening to this? Is this for real?
As we had a debate about whether this was augmented in any way.
I don't know. I don't buy it. I'm just saying. I'm going on the record.
That's it for The Ramble. You can find these stories at npr.org/Breitbart.